Ed Perlmutter, a Democrat, has dropped out of the race. So, Fish, is it because of money?
You know, not necessarily. At his news conference last week, Perlmutter said running for governor would take away from his work in Congress and that he no longer had the fire in his belly to continue the run for governor.
Right.
It's kind of surprising because he actually reported raising nearly $340,000 during the past 3 months, and he still has more than $271,000 in his account that he could return to donors or spread around to other candidates in smaller amounts.
Oh, right. Well, this was kind of the first real glimpse of the money in the 2018 race. The filings just came in on Monday. What's your big takeaway thus far?
Well, if this were a poker game, I'd say there are plenty of chips to be shown yet, and even more players that might show up.
Hmm.
On the Republican side, businessman Victor Mitchell put more than $3 million in his campaign to start. Now he's added another $17,000 from individual donors. Meanwhile, former state senator Michael Johnson is the leader on the Democratic side. He's raised more than $900,000 since the start of this year. Then there's Democratic Congressman Jared Polis. He reported raising close to $300,000 in his Monday filing, but more than $250,000 of that came from his own pockets. If the pass is any indication, he's likely to ante up plenty more of his own cash, because over the last 17 years, he's spent $10 million running for various offices. Successfully, I might add.
Of course, of course. Well, what is the significance of that? I mean, candidates who spend big early on.
You know, that's a good question. Colorado pays its governor a mere $90,000 a year, though that's going to increase to $117,000 in 2019.
Okay.
For Polis, everyone knows he's going to pour plenty of his own money into a campaign. He's limiting his contributions to $100 maximum, and he isn't taking any money from political action committees because he can afford to do those things.
Right, right.
The bottom line here is that with nearly $6 million raised or loaned a year before the primary, this is likely to be the most expensive contest for governor in Colorado history.
Tell me about some of the other candidates in this race. How are they doing?
You know, four Democrats, including Perlmutter, each outraised the Republicans in the race between April and June. Johnston's fundraising tops the Democrats overall, but actually former state treasurer Kerry Kennedy outraised him in the most recent 3 months by more than $30,000. Kerry Kennedy took in more than $340,000 compared with Johnston's $310,000. Entrepreneur Noel Ginsburg raised $102,000 in these last 3 months, and he loaned his campaign $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, on the Republican side, Doug Robinson, a first-time candidate who is also the nephew of 2012 presidential candidate Mitt Romney, raised more than $207,000 from April through June, and he loaned his campaign $57,000. His donations include money from Romney, Romney's wife Ann, and members of the Marriott family.
Marriott is in the hotel chain?
That Marriott family, exactly.
Ah.
Meanwhile, maybe one of the biggest surprises Monday is that District Attorney George Brockler raised only about $190,000 in the past 3 months. That includes $13,000 left over from his last DA's race. And he's got less money in the bank than all but one of the nine candidates who have raised $10,000 or more.
Wow. We've mentioned Perlmutter dropping out. Is it possible that other candidates could enter or exit the race?
Oh, definitely. There's talk that Republican Treasurer Walker Stapleton, a cousin of the Bush family, might enter the race. Perhaps Jack Graham, the former Colorado State University athletic director, who finished second in last year's Republican U.S. Senate primary, could get in. Then there's DeVita's executive, Kent Theory. Any of these candidates would potentially spend considerable amounts of their own money on a campaign. Also, GOP Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman told the Denver Post last week that she's looking at the race.
Hmm. Well, I have to ask, since, you know, I think you put it into perspective with the salary of the governor. It makes me wonder, why is this race attracting so much money?
You know, this year, 2018 is going to be really different, Aaron. This is probably the most wide open governor's race in Colorado in decades. Right now, there are more than 20 candidates who filed with the Secretary of State's office to run for governor. Some of them are from minor parties or they're unaffiliated. But the focus remains on the Democratic and Republican primaries, and not all of these candidates are going to make it that far.
Right. Well, we're still nearly a year out from primaries. So let's talk about how money helps these candidates.
Well, through early next May, when the primary candidate lineup is finalized, these people are going to be spending their cash on gathering petition signatures or building grassroots support for the spring caucuses and state assembly. Once they've made the ballot, they'll have less than 2 months to debate, campaign, rally their troops, send us all those mailers, robocalls, TV ads.
Can't wait for that.
And the 2018 primary is going to be an entirely different game than in past years. While parties nominate their candidates, unaffiliated voters will be able to vote in either the Democratic or Republican Party primary for the first time ever in Colorado. So some of these candidates may decide to target independent voters, and that's sure to cost more money.
But the big bucks, I mean, are they typically spent before or after the primaries?
Actually, the really big bucks will be spent after the primary from late June through November of 2018. The two major party candidates selected will be expected to raise even more big bucks or spend their own to compete. And you can expect millions in outside spending on this contest because right now, Colorado's gubernatorial race is considered a toss-up between the two major parties.
All right. Well, thanks, Fish. We will be looking forward to checking in with you as this and other contests progress.
Thanks, Erin. Great to be here.
Sandra Fish reports on campaign finances for KUNC. You can check out KUNC.org for more information on the governor's race.